Hi everyone, this is Adrienne. So we were just going to begin for the evening with our call tonight. So we just want to start by following the natural rhythm of our breath. And just gently watching the rise and fall of your breathing. Centering yourself on breathing in. And breathing out. Breathing in, watching that energy come up the front of your body. And breathing out, watching energy comes back down the back of your body, connecting into the microcosmic orbit. On that out-breath, noticing if the energy connects 18 inches beneath your feet into the soul star, connecting you into the bottom of the planet. And on the in-breath, bringing that up into the eighth chakra right above your head. And so again, watching that orbit of energy and breathing in, drawing the energy up from the earth, up the front of your body, up into the eighth chakra above your head. And breathing out, watching it flow down your spinal column, down the bottom of your feet into the sacred earth star, the electronic grid of the planet, sending forth your infinite love, adoration, and gratitude, the sacred heart of the earth. Allowing your energies to become grounded. And just feeling your heart start to open and expand. Breathing into the depth of your love, the wisdom of the conscious heart. Clearing the space, breathing into the living vortex, your cosmic Christ presence. As we command down the tube of pure electronic white light in, around, and through us, blazing, purifying, harmonizing, balancing every atom of your existence and electrons back to harmonious perfection, divine right alignment, and perfect spin ratio. Climb forth. The white fire of God, the spiritual hierarchy, instantly clearing, consuming, transmuting any entities, elemental life force energies, discarnates, negativity, fear, discord, any EMF fields, spin inversions, clearing any emotions, feelings, or thought forms that are not yours. Watching as that white fire of God blazes through your energy field, clearing your space within all past, present, future, parallel, dimensional selves, all time, space, and dimension. And sending forth a blessing to all of your parallel and dimensional selves, infinite love, adoration, and gratitude. Commanding forth the violet transmuting flame, clearing the space in, around, through, and between us within our group consciousness. We're opening up now to our higher self, noticing a portal of light opening above our head. Drawing us up into the temple of the great central sun. Drawing us up, going higher and higher, noticing as this temple of light, this portal of light is enfolded in the great central sun angels, singing, toning, chanting the sacred names of our own source energy, clearing, cleansing, harmonizing every atom of our existence, purifying our energy fields. As we rise higher and higher, entering into the temple of the great central sun to be greeted by the beloved Archangel Haniel, H-A-N-I-E-L, Archangel Haniel, and the angels of divine mercy, the energies of Kuan Yin, the mighty Elohim of divine mercy. Just breathing in and breathing out as we are greeted by these beloved beings, like the fire flame of the archangels, Archangel Haniel, Kuan Yin, and the angels of divine mercy, greeting us this evening. Allowing them to examine our energy field, our chakra systems, our balance, as they're working with us this evening on our karmic balance sheet. Our Akashic records and our etheric records. The etheric records sit a little bit closer in around our body. Injuries, some past life stuff, things that are accumulated in our soul, kind of from lifetime to lifetime and even in this lifetime. So the etheric records, that's what a lot of people have a tendency to read if they're reading your energy field. And then some people have the ability to read the Akashic records, which is more of a sealed vault in a sense. It's much more protected by the Lords of Karma. And so any beings of light that work with the Akashic records are, you know, going to have that higher caliber of integrity working with these Lords of Karma. A lot of healers work in the etheric records, whether they know it or not. And like I say, clearing things out of the body, things out of the energy field. And so noticing as these beams of light are kind of doing a little bit of a checkup on us, examining your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual bodies. Connecting in on a soul level. And just kind of taking weight of your soul's energy. The lightness, the heaviness. The heavier the soul, usually, the more deeds that are unresolved or may weigh on you. The lighter the soul, usually, you know, the better choices you've made, the less guilt or shame you might be carrying around about things. And so they're just seeing kind of working with us this evening. And their goal is to help us kind of lighten the energy within our soul chemistry this evening. And so just breathing into your heart, just relaxing, opening with compassion and curiosity, and just opening yourself. There's really no need for secrets or hidden agendas or protections. These beings are here to help us. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we carry on our soul that may not be ours. You know, other people's decisions and how it has affected us, or maybe decisions that people have made that we carry the responsibility for. and they're wanting to help delegate out any of the, you know, first off, just to kind of delegate and clear out of our systems anything that is not ours. Familial karmas from our genetic lineage, families, heritage, culture, parental patterns. So again, allowing them just permission, kind of does require your permission to open yourself. And if you're willing, just letting them very gracefully, very gently begin clearing out. Any karmas that you may be carrying that aren't yours or that are not serving you. And just taking a deep breath, breath of fresh air, allowing them to be cleared from your system. Opening, aligning, harmonizing your heart. Feeling that shifting of balance within your heart center on a soul level and the relief that maybe your soul may be feeling to let go of that which is not yours. Now they're going in and they're working more in the collective consciousness through us, clearing out karmic patterns around the earth. Wars that have been waged, deficits in nature. Imbalances within the nature kingdom. So they're kind of utilizing our human form right now to help clear out karmic debts with the nature kingdom where we've overtaken, overused, and just trying to rebalance that energy. And so this is right now kind of a service to the earth and the planet that we all walk upon. And just rebalancing that giving and taking, giving and replenishing. And the way that we're wanting to rebalance karma with the nature kingdom and the earth itself is actually by sending our love. So perhaps what we have taken or in any kind of imbalance, we're wanting to send our love as the balancing agent, back into the heart of the earth, the heart of the planet, into the overlighting devas and elementals, the energies of Pan, the nature kingdom, nature spirits, and just sending forth all the love you have. Harmonizing and balancing on behalf, really, of the family of humanity, not even just you personally, but as our group comes together, we can actually act on behalf of the family of humanity. And then anybody within the family of humanity who might be open to this energy, because there's a lot of people who care, a lot of people who realize the imbalances. This energy creating kind of a web around the planet right now will actually sort of tap into their higher self or their spirit. And as we're sort of spearheading the energy, it'll invite them. And this momentum we're doing tonight as a meditation will start gaining momentum. And just inviting other souls who might have a like-mindedness who want to stay balanced in the nature kingdom and the earth, sending forth their love. There's a lot of conscious beings on the planet. And just feeling that momentum gather as this love is spinning around the planet, cleansing the rivers, the waterways, the oceans, the lakes, the water systems, cleansing the air, the molecules, the clouds, the storms, cleansing the earth, the plants, the animals, and then sealing this in the eternal flames of peace. So simply by just the very nature of being human, we're just clearing that karma. Okay, going a little bit deeper is into our own personal karmas. Actual thoughts, emotions, actions, intentions that perhaps have a karmic effect, a negative energy to it. And so as we're breathing into this depth of compassion within our own heart, turning our hearts in towards ourselves, having compassion really for ourselves, allowing this compassion to expand, breathing in and breathing out. Angels of healing, in the beloved presence of Archangel Hanuel, and the angels of divine mercy, are clearing any pain and suffering from our own soul, our heart chakra, any place that we may be holding pain and suffering in our body, where we have imbalances within our own Akashic and etheric records that we're holding on to, and to simply turn them over. That all is instantly forgiven, released, transmuted within this flame of compassion that Archangel Hanuel angels of mercy, the mighty Elohim, divine mercy and compassion, clearing this at a cellular level within our energy field and deep within the heart of our soul. Transmuting any guilt, shame, and I want you just to scan through your energy field if there's anything in the present moment that you're not sure about. You're not sure what right and wrong is. You're not sure what is in the best interest of the all that is. Everyone's best interest. And I just want you to breathe in to any perhaps current life situation where you might feel unsure, any guilt, any shame, any questioning, confusion, or any life issue that might be present for you right now. An action, a decision, an emotion, a feeling that you may be hanging on to that you're struggling with. We're just going to ask Archangel Hanuel, angels of divine mercy, climbing in to come forth and to please guide us, showing us divine right action. What would make our soul light, floating in the essence of that divine grace? And just taking a moment, breathing into what your life issue is, breathing into your heart, down into your belly, noticing how it makes you feel. Any conflict or confusion as we call on these angels, and just sitting in that energy for a moment in silence. and allowing yourself to very gently come into integrity with yourself, with your soul, the depth of your soul. And as you breathe into your heart, noticing the soul's resolution, what's needed here for you to feel at peace in this life situation. And as the angels of mercy come forth with Archangel Hanuel, cutting through any cords, projections, fears, insecurities, any illusions that are keeping you from knowing your own higher truth, what's most loving for you, and just having compassion with all parts of yourself. Steering through all judgments to come back into alignment with your own inner truth as you're opening with compassion, curiosity, and watching that flame of compassion blazing through your heart. Freeing your spirit. And as you begin to choose this higher path for yourself, the one that's most honoring, most loving, and as you just begin to step through this doorway into this parallel self, parallel universe of this higher version of your life. It's in integrity with who you are. It's in alignment with your highest truth. It's honoring to everyone. And just noticing the difference, how you feel in your body. If you feel lighter, more at ease, more at peace. Just choosing to be in divine right action within yourself. So this energy is now, as we're being sealed in the flames of peace, it feels like this month what we'll be learning is how to be in integrity with ourselves. It's not the external world, really, it's just ourselves. And so you might notice that when you're out of balance with yourself in whatever way, that you might feel heavier. It might bother your conscience more. You may not sleep as well. You might find that it's just going to be more obvious to you, whatever it is that might be out of balance in your life. And when you make a good decision for yourself, that you're going to, again, feel lighter and that that's going to become more obvious. So it feels like they're going to be kind of teaching us and training us this month again, with Archangel Hanuel and the flames of divine compassion, divine mercy, how to sort of begin gauging the weight of our own soul, and when it feels light and when it feels heavy, and that that's a way in which our soul is literally trying to help us to be in divine right action with our spirit and to help us move in a direction that's in alignment for us. So come back online, see if there's any questions before we complete. Okay, so are there any questions or anything anybody wants to share before we complete tonight?
This is Tiffany. I'll share briefly. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? This is really timely because I had a situation today that was supercharged, and I went ahead and dismissed. I had agreed to speak at a festival, and just a lot of stuff happened that felt out of integrity, and so I excused myself from it. Politely, and I spoke my truth, and I felt like I was in integrity, but I had these like lingering codependent strings of, well, I should apologize because I want everybody to like me, and I ultimately decided not to apologize because I didn't actually do anything wrong. I just excused myself from the situation, and something that helped me remember that I was in my own integrity is that I guess something that was bothering me is that I'm a woman of my word, so I was torturing myself by sticking with it and staying involved and doing what I said I was going to do, when ultimately they really weren't out of contract as well. So the most loving thing I could do is extract myself, and then it just kind of started echoing everywhere. So I, the whole staying in your own integrity and doing what's most loving for yourself. So I think the call was really timely for me, and that's how it played out in my life today. And I had two or three other examples, but that was the one that kind of stood out the most. So thank you.
Well, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that. So, you know, everything that you did, it feels like you kind of handled it pretty well in terms of your you know, making that higher choice for yourself. The only catch I noticed in your nervous system, and this is probably going to be true for most of us, was just the guilt.
Yeah.
You know, that maybe you should have apologized, or you are going to disappoint people or whatever. You know, so I think there's a difference between the guilt whenever we are taking something on that isn't ours versus true guilt. Because, you know, guilt can be of service to let us know that we're out of integrity with something, but it might also be it's a guilt whenever we are judging ourselves, right? So just breathing in for a moment to that event. And each of us on the line, if you find that can be an issue for you sometimes, just breathe into this for a moment. But again, just breathing down into the energy and just breathe in to be guilty. And just notice if it sticks or not. So the guilt almost like plays out as a background noise, and it puts pressure on our emotions. So if it's true guilt, like it really is yours to deal with, it'll sort of stay. But if you're just doing it out of habit and you breathe in to be guilty, but you realize there's nothing really to be guilty for, that's when you want to let it go, which you kind of did. I'm just sort of pointing it out.
Yeah.
I chose not to apologize because I think, but anyway, this is one way you can resolve that. So again, just breathe in, each of us, just breathe in to be guilty. Particularly around the life issue that you might have been looking at tonight. And just notice. I mean, if you really did do something, so when you breathe into the guilt, you might also notice from the space of compassion, you'll have a resolution, a way to, oh, I really should just apologize, or I really should come clean about this, or I really should take a different path. And if it's not a real guilt, it's just something that you're judging your love, which is the bad habit most of us have, right? you'll notice, oh, I'll just have compassion for myself. I'm actually just in a process. There's nothing to feel guilty for here. So just breathing in and breathing out. And do you notice a difference with that? Tiffany, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I do. It's just that I do. I don't think it's real guilt. I think it's practiced guilt or whatever the
exactly.
right word is.
Yeah, it's a good way to say it. Yeah, it's like a programming that most of us have when we take care of ourselves, we'll feel guilty. And so it's real important to discern the difference. Did I really do something that was harmful that I need to make amends for? Or is this just me feeling guilty for actually just taking care of myself and living my life and doing the best I can? And if that's the case, you let it go. So anyway, thank you for sharing. And yeah, so does anybody else have any questions or anything they want to share?
Adrian,
I have
this
a quick
Judith.
Share. Hi, this is Tammy. I just have to say I just started pulling Oracle cards. And I pulled Hanael this morning, so that was really special.
You pulled what?
I pulled the angel card Hanael this morning.
Oh, awesome. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right on time.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Love that synchronicity. Mm-hmm.
Adrian, it's Judith.
Hey.
It would help me if you could define or explain compassion and kind of its feeling tone?
Compassion, a lot of times people think of it as a concept, and it can most definitely be an action, like a compassionate action that we're going to have compassion for somebody by doing something, you know, to be in service with them. But the kind of compassion we're talking about tonight is actually more of a compassion for self, and it's literally, the way I see it, at least, it's almost like a golden light, and it's one of the main elements of the soul itself. So, in a way, we do a lot of different things to heal ourselves and to work on our life issues and our karma and things that go on in our life, and a lot of times people, you know, we'll say, oh, you know, when will this ever be done? And I've continually worked on this. What happens is they might be working through a thought form or a layer or an emotion, but the soul itself actually needs the energy of compassion. So it's literally a living energy that I think is sort of in the family of grace in a way. You know, if grace had kind of a component to it. Compassion is one of those components. And so it's an energy that literally helps heal the soul. And when you have true compassion for yourself, not even for another, but literally for self, it will heal some of these deeper heartbreaks, betrayals, rejections, abandonments that maybe we've experienced in our life full on. And I will be, you know, teaching a quest next weekend, the Bodhisattva of Compassion Quest. So we'll be going a little bit deeper. So anybody who's in the mentorship is probably going to feel an overlap of that energy, you know, because it just oftentimes happens. But if you wanted to sign up and have a more personal experience with it, by all means, jump on board, and I'm happy to have you in. But compassion is literally a living, tangible energy that can flow through our heart, specifically in the soul. And it's like a healing salve that will help heal things that when we do emotional work and mental body work and physical work, it just doesn't get it exactly. So compassion kind of goes into the depth of the soul like a literal form of energy, like a healing salve. So I'm not sure if that helps. Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you. Any other questions or anything anybody else want to share? All righty then. Well, we are complete for the evening, and thanks for participating tonight. And like I said, if you're interested in the quest, if you have any questions, give me a call. And we do this twice a year. So this one's coming in October. And you guys have a good evening, and we will talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Adrienne.